At 10 o'clock, and just before we get to Danny, we're going to do our East versus West Sussex challenge, which means Stephen Cranford is going to introduce our two contestants. Who's playing, first of all?
Well, let's start off with East Sussex. We've got Rick Sharp in the studio. He's organising the Sussex Factor Talent Show, which is happening in New Haven this Saturday. Interesting fact about Rick, he's been a musician for 45 years. 2 years ago, he did a gig in a jungle clearing in Kenya, and he was bitten by a snake, and he has a permanent injury.
Right, wasn't too venomous, was it?
No, it wasn't. Fortunately, I'm still here. It wasn't a black mamba.
Right.
I couldn't see what it was. It was so fast.
What were you doing a constant in the jungle for?
Well, we were clearing ground for traditional housing that we build out there. It's one of the projects that we do. And right. All of a sudden, something came out of the bush, snap, and went, and my foot blew up like a football. And apparently my tendon is damaged.
Right. Well, hopefully no such physical problems on Saturday. You're doing the Sussex Factor,
yes,
aren't you? And there's some interesting acts already lined up, including belly dancers.
That's right.
A group of 6-year-old a cappella singers and a stand-up comedian. But you're looking for more, aren't you?
We are. We've got about 10 acts at the moment, but we could always do with a few more. Right. And the variety is great. We've got a rockabilly band. We've got some break dancers. So we've got everything's covered.
Is the format a bit like on the telly? Do you have judges who pontificate after each act or what?
Not after each act, because we won't have enough time. But and also, we don't want to be brutal with this.
No.
You know, it's the Sussex Factor was just because of the Sussex and the X, you know, corny but memorable.
Yeah.
So yeah, the judges will not be brutal. They'll be kind.
Right. Okay. Are you able to take part? Are you allowed?
Well, I'm comparing, so I have to remain impartial.
Right. Will you sing at any point?
If I say yes, people won't turn up. No. I think I might do one song at the beginning, and hopefully we're all going to do a song at the end.
Good. Oh, well, that sounds fantastic. And have you got early sort of people who you think, oh, they'll be quite good? Anybody who...
The standard's extremely high. We've probably... I think there's four or five... people that would be hard, that I'd be hard pushed to select one from them.
Right, okay. So this is at the Meeting Hall in New Haven on Saturday night at 7:45.
That's right.
So it is really one of those great variety nights. A chance when you go along and you're not quite sure what you're going to see, but you'll see a bit of everything.
That's right. And you know, let's not forget, it's all for the charity that I work for out in Kenya. So, you know, and hopefully we'll raise £400 or £500. The Sussex County have given us some wonderful medical supplies to send out there. This will now be the third or fourth shipment to go to Kenya. And it will equip the clinic that we've managed to sort of construct over the last 2 years.
When you go out with all that medical stuff, what's it like?
Africa being Africa, it can be a little bit corrupt at times, and it's very difficult to get things done occasionally. But it does get there, and sooner or later, and UPS have been very good about sending stuff out for us. I mean, we've had such a lot of help. Can I mention just a couple of people around the world who are actually sort of supporting us? Because there are sort of people everywhere. There's a guy called Gary Benton in Mississippi who supports us. Annie Simon's my lady friend in New Haven. She's been great. She does so much for the charity, and I wouldn't be able to do any of it without her at all. And there's Carol Carlisle in the Channel Islands, who got me out there in the first place and got me addicted to doing this stuff. And there's Sue Reader in Riyadh. So we've got lots of people around the world, you know, helping us out and rooting for us.
I hope they're listening online.
Are
they?
Apparently
you're
so.
All out there. Hello. Hello, Riyadh.
Hi, everybody.
good stuff. Okay, so we've got the Sussex Factor at New Haven, at the Meeting Hall, 7:45. If you want to find out more details about Rick and the charity, it's ricksharp.co.uk. Sharp with an E. Right. So the East versus West Sussex Challenge, we have Rick Sharp representing East Sussex. Hello again, Rick.
Hi, good morning.
And you're playing against Kate. You want to say hello to Kate, who's playing for West Sussex?
Hi, Kate. Good morning.
Morning to you.
Right, there we are. May the best person win. So we've got the curry sauces versus the Sussex Factor talent show. We'll start off with the news questions. That means Suzanne Bamborough next door. Suze.
Yeah, good morning to both of you. So, Rick, let's start with you first of all. President Obama's given his first televised address from the White House. But what subject did he choose to focus on? Was it the threat of terrorism, the recession, the oil spill, or the volcanic ash cloud?
I think it was the recession.
You say the recession?
Yeah, it was a tough match.
Actually, wrong button. Hang on a second. I don't know where that comes from over here.
It is a tough match. No, it wasn't. It was the oil spill, I'm afraid.
The old oil spill.
Kate, over to you then. Your chance to take an early lead. The laws on what are being reviewed and, if made tougher, could be the toughest in Europe. Is it drink drive limits, drugs, prostitution or gambling?
Drink driving.
Yes, well done.
Good. It's 1-0 to West Sussex. Early days, though. Sports questions with Johnny.
Hello, Rick. Good morning to you. Now, which is the only country taking part in FIFA's World Cup this time for the first time ever? First time they've ever been in the finals. Is it New Zealand, Honduras or Slovakia?
Wow, that's a toughie. I don't know, really. I would say Honduras.
Wrong, it's Slovakia.
I would have said that as well, actually.
Kate, good morning.
Good morning.
Who is the men's top seed in the Aegon Tennis Championships at Devonshire Park in Eastbourne? Is it Nicolas Almagro, Feliciano Lopez or Rainer Schutzler?
I don't know who any of them.
never heard of any of them. Is Roger Federer playing?
He's not playing, right?
Yeah, Andre Agassi. No. I'll go for the first one. I can't even remember who that was now.
Well, I think that's not a bad thing. The first one was Nicolas Almagro, and he is the top seed. He's a Spaniard.
Well, by better the luck than good judgment, you're 2-0 up. You're going very well, Kate. Well done. So, to the local questions now.
Okay, Rick, a question for you about New Haven. When Lord Lucan vanished, his car was found in Norman Road in New Haven. But what year did he go missing? I'll give you some options. 1966, 70, 74 or 78?
It's either 70 or 74, I would have thought. I'll go for... I'm trying to remember back that far. My memory's not that good anymore. 74.
You are right to hunch with that guess. And a question for you about Pulborough, Kate. The Romans came to Pulborough around 34 AD, and the Roman road Stane Street, A29, of course, ran from Regnum to Londinium, passed through Pulborough. Now, Londinium, of course, is London, but what is Regnum now known as? Is it Fishbourne, Chichester, Bognor Regis or Nutbourne?
I have no idea, but I'm going to guess at Bognor Regis.
Oh, I'm afraid not. No. It's Chichester.
I'm going down to Regnum for the shopping.
Okay. That's right, yes.
Well, it'll be lovely.
Catch a film.
Yes. Right, OK, so it's 2-1. So you need this one, your specialist subject, to really push Kate to the wire. The X Factor on the television, which you may have come across, has a current judge lineup. Which of these is not a current judge on the X Factor? Cheryl Cole, Piers Morgan, Simon Cowell or Louis Walsh?
Louis Walsh?
I'm afraid he is. I'm afraid he is because he's a very annoying man. It's Piers Morgan who's on Britain's Got Talent, but not on the X Factor yet. You'll be pleased to know. Right? Okay. Which means Kate, you won, but you can drill it home by getting this one right. Which award did your company win in the Food of Britain Awards a couple of years back? Was it best curry sauce, best newcomer, best new exporter, or sexiest product of the year?
It was, of course, Best New Exporter.
Is the right answer, which means it's a 3-1 victory for West Sussex. Well done, Kate.
Thank you.
There we are. Available in good delicatessens, and I think you do Waitrose as well,
Waitrose,
don't you?
Waitrose, Ocado, and also British Corner Shop, which is a website where you can buy them online.
Okay. Thank you. Well done, and good luck with the Sussex Factor on Saturday night.
Can I just briefly say one very quick thing? We do need a few stewards for Saturday, so if there's anybody out there who can help us out with sound and video, we have got all the equipment and stuff, but we do need some people to help out. And there is, we're doing a CD in a few weeks' time for release for the charity, and here's one we've done in the last year or two that you can have.
Fantastic.
Of covers, and the money goes to the charity.
Great stuff. And if people want to get in touch, go to the website?
Absolutely,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, that's Rick... Hang on a second, ricksharp.co.uk.
Yeah,
that's it, isn't
that's it?
It. Okay, thanks for coming in. Good luck on Saturday. It's 4 minutes to 10 o'clock. Danny Pycar along at 10 o'clock and taking us to the news. It's Labby Siffrey, Must Be Love.